Hello, hi, my name is Hagit Keren. I'm working at the ISB. I'm responsible for our insurance TRG group, for managing the group. I'm here together with Earl Scott, who is an ISB board member. We had our first TRG call a few days ago, and on that call we have covered the overview and operating procedures of the TRG. You can find our agenda paper on our website. It is available. On that call, we've covered the introduction of the TRG, the purpose of the insurance TRG. We had a quick introduction of our TRG members as well. We've discussed the process of the TRG and how you submit an issue to the TRG, going through having agenda papers, meetings at a TRG, and we discussed a bit our submission log. Daryl, would you like to discuss a bit about the issues that we received during that call?
Sure. So we had some questions that were raised during the discussion. I think they were interesting questions, and I think that's worth constituents noting and understanding where those questions came from. The first would be how information is going to be made available to TRG members. And in discussing this, we confirmed that information would be made available to TRG members at the same time that it was made publicly available. We think this is important because we believe that as much as we have a dedicated group of TRG members, we accept and expect that they'll be talking to others in their environment. And by making the information available to everybody at the same time, we will essentially facilitate that discussion happening. And so, just to be clear, that all information that's made available to TRG members will simultaneously be made available to all of our constituents. The other question we got was around how the log would work. And what we've agreed in this TRG process, consistent with what we've agreed on TRG processes for other standards, is that we will maintain, from a staff perspective, an ongoing log of all the submissions that we've received. That log will both describe the submission that was received and describe the action that was taken around that. It's not a given that every item that's raised on that log will be brought to the TRG, because there will be a process of evaluating whether or not submissions actually meet the requirements of the TRG discussion process. But we did also discuss the fact and agree that the log itself will be made available to the TRG members, and to the extent necessary, there will be a discussion in the TRG about both issues that have come to the TRG and about issues that have not come to the TRG. So again, a confirmation in that the process is going to be a very open one, and both TRG members and external observers will be able to see what's happening through the whole process.
That's great. Thank you very much, Daryl. Just before we close off, I would like to remind everyone that we do have a process around submitting issues to the TRG. You can find the submission form on our website. Generally speaking, we need to meet the criteria in order to have a TRG issue submitted. And in the submission form, we expect to see the potential implementation issue, the relevant paragraphs of IPRA 17 that we talk about, and an analysis of the question that includes a detailed description of the different ways that IPRA 17 may be or possibly applied or leading to diversity in practice. We also expect to see an explanation of why the question is expected to be relevant to a wide group of stakeholders. So with that, I'll thank Daryl, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.